Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of November. I'm Paul White. Good to see you today. We have our Tuesday evening Bible study in North Georgia. I want to announce we've recently decided to stop with the live stream on the Tuesday nights because we just can't get a consistent live stream using the free application of Facebook. Now, there are ways, of course, to make the stream more consistent, the audio better, the video better, but those are portals that you pay for and programs that you pay for. And at this point, we just don't feel that's where we want to go. So the Tuesday evenings, we continue to hold them in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We continue to record them on video and audio, and we will continue to edit and post those by Wednesday morning. Sometimes we have them up Tuesday night. Most of the time, Wednesday morning at the latest. Travel sometimes pushes it off to Wednesday afternoon, but we have those up within 24 hours of the actual study. I'm saying this to our audience because I've announced that live stream many times, and I want to make sure you know that you're not just missing it. There's not just some problem on your end. We have stopped doing it because it lagged so badly that our signal wasn't always great in that room. It lagged so badly that when it did come back, you'd lose your place. And I noticed we heard that from several people, but then I noticed the numbers started to decrease in those watching live or even watching it later, watching that live stream later. So we're just going to cease that for the time, and maybe if the situation improves, we will get back to it. The study goes on, though, so keep following us, paulwhiteministries.com. PWM is our YouTube page. And also Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen to. Wherever you're listening to the DDP is where you can get the Tuesday night Bible studies posted on Wednesday and also our Sunday edition of a sermon from somewhere. Okay, wanted to give that to you because it's Tuesday and make sure that you get that. Say a prayer for me. We jump on a plane tomorrow and head to Dallas. We'll be ministering tomorrow night in Irving, Texas at Calvary Church Irving Campus. Wednesday evening service at 7, we'll be ministering with to Pastor Ben Daly's congregation there, and we'll be with them on Thursday morning. We're going to shoot some teaching videos based on my first two books, Revelation to Transformation and Between the Pieces, on Thursday afternoon, and then I'll be home on Friday. So say prayers for safe travel for us. Of course, the podcast, we record them in advance, so we'll be right here with you studying 1 Corinthians 12. Let's get busy. Verse 9, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Let's talk about faith today. It's a topic that I don't think I'd have a word to add to the scholarship that's been done on the study of faith. What could I possibly say? Everyone has their definition. Most of us fall into that Hebrews definition of now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And let's be honest, most people don't have any idea what the author of the book of Hebrews is talking about, because you don't walk away with a better understanding of faith based upon that. That verse really is a culminating climactic verse for what the argument has been in the book of Hebrews, that everything else has been trumped by the superiority of Jesus. Prophets, Jesus is better than them, and angels and Moses and Aaron and temples and sacrifices, and now faith is what's left. Now faith is the substance, whereas everything else had been the substance. If you can get that, that helps you to understand faith a little bit. Then the Romans definition that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ, that helps a little bit because you start to realize that Christ, who is invisible, again, leaves us with a growth of faith. That's the substance we have left now that all of the other things are invisible or have been replaced. And then you get into the gospel accounts of faith where Jesus talks about if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, so he tends to downplay the need for quote-unquote more faith, but he talks about faith focused. If you say to this mountain, be removed and cast the sea, do not doubt in your heart, there's a focused faith. We have Jesus not being able to perform some miracles because faith lacks. The city won't believe in Jesus, he goes to Nazareth, they don't believe in him, and so he does a few miracles, but not much because their faith isn't there. And then he talks about great faith to the centurion. I have never seen such great faith, no, not in all of Israel, because here's a man who believes that Jesus can do it just by speaking the word. He's a man who's not disqualified by guilt, condemnation, and shame under the old covenant, but who just believes that whatever Jesus says he can do. That's what Jesus calls great faith. But we've had arguments and debates for centuries over, is the faith really yours or is the faith Christ's? Is faith something you can develop or is faith something that is completely a gift? And one of the places that argument has been made is here in 1 Corinthians 12:9, to another faith by the same Spirit. Then you take that thought in which Paul has identified what many call a gift of the Spirit, but what I've been calling gifts, ministries, and activities of the Spirit, and you take Paul's thought that faith is a part of that process, it's part of what you have, and you take it into the next letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where Paul says this in verse 13, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. So here Paul seems to indicate that we all have the same spirit of faith, while in 1 Corinthians 12 he indicates to another faith by the same Spirit. Okay, we can make a couple of inferences. Maybe inference number one, Paul's doctrine of faith understanding develops between the 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Or Paul's talking about two different things. That we have the same spirit of faith in that we believe in Christ and therefore we speak what we believe, but there's also a ministry of faith. And that's where I lean. I think Paul gives a general understanding that we all have faith that causes us to say what we believe, but then there's also the gift, ministry, and activity of faith that seems to be in greater measure and greater prevalence in some than is in others. Perhaps, I give you a maybe today, maybe, perhaps, rather than arguing so much in the church about whether or not faith is yours or faith is a gift, maybe we should acknowledge that it's a little bit of both. Maybe faith is something that grows as we grow, as we see Christ and go through situations, our faith is strengthened and encouraged. But that maybe among us there are those who have a greater administration, ministry, activity, or gift of faith. They believe where others can't. And it's not as if they've went through more than other people have went through. They just believe for others where others can't believe. They're gifted. They have a ministry in which faith operates in a greater way in them than it does in others. I'm okay with that. I don't struggle with the idea that some will walk in a greater measure of faith. We watched Jesus, I've used this story for you many times, but we watched the four friends lower their paralytic friend into the room in front of Jesus. They tear the ceiling off. They lower him into the room, and Jesus, seeing their faith, says to the man. So thank God he had friends who were gifted with faith in a way he wasn't. And they walked in that, and they used that. And so I think perhaps that is an understanding of faith by the same Spirit. Tomorrow, the latter part of the 9th verse, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. See you then. God bless.